now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia, home of Australia's best seven-year warranty.
Richard Arnold, afternoon. There's an Aussie making news in the US, in New York particularly.
There is indeed. This is unbelievable. Two young fellas, a young Australian and a tourist from California, literally putting their lives on the line to save seven teenagers who did something really, really silly. The seven teens were in Central Park, New York, and decided to walk out onto thin ice, a partly frozen lake, to take selfies in their group photo. A very, very dangerous idea. These kids were tourists from South America, and there's video of them doing this. You're going to fall in, warns an onlooker, as these teens gathered together on the ice. Then an instant later, they were dunked in the frigid water, where hypothermia could take hold within moments, and they had nothing to grab onto to get to shore.
Hurry up, man, hurry up! Hurry up, what's that?
That's when they fell in. Help, says one, and they needed help urgently. Within a very short time, they'd all be dead. But two good Samaritans were on hand, 24-year-old Ethan Turnbull from Sydney, and the other 23-year-old Bennett Jonas from California, who dived in against all traditional advice.
You're always told if someone's drowning, you don't jump in and grab them, because they'll jump on top of you and take you under. But
The first two jumped straight on top of me, and I
literally had to grab them and throw them over to him.
Him being Ethan Turnbull from Australia, who says the situation really was tough when they came upon all this.
As we came back around, I could hear them screaming by that stage. And then when we got there, they were like well submerged in the water.
But they pulled these kids out of that icy water, risking their own lives in the process. There was so little time that Bennett Jonas says he was not sure he could save them all.
The last one I didn't think I was going to be able to get to. He was, the only thing you could see was the back zipper of his backpack.
He says that boy was barely breathing a second later, and he would have been gone. These boys are ages 13 to 17. They're still battling minor hypothermia, but they're alive, being treated in hospitals. The rescuers are saying they're no heroes, says Ethan Turnbull of his role.
Not at all. Those kids, I think we're just right time, right place.
Many would differ with that, wouldn't they, Ben?
Yeah.
They went into freezing waters to do this. This was really a courageous effort, and seven teenagers are alive right now because of what these young rescuers did.
Exactly. He might not think he's a hero, but he is in our eyes. He is in our eyes. Richard, thank you, mate. Richard Arnold in the US.